And we're going to hear from the Bible now. And our Bible reading this morning tells us one of the really big ways in which God is for us, the promise of the Holy Spirit. Now, you're welcome to pick up the blue Bibles near you, but I'm actually going to read from the International Children's Bible, so the words will be a little bit different. And there are some actions that you might like to join in with, so you might want your hands free to join in with those. So I've got six actions. I think they're quite logical, but what's logical to me might not be what's logical to you. So in the reading, when you hear the word love, I thought we could do this. If you want to join in with actions, make a heart with your hands. So that's love. When you hear the word helper, I was thinking I've helping hands, so something like this. When you hear the word world, well, I think something like this represents the world. When you hear the word see, point to your eyes. I surprised myself then that I had my glasses on. When you hear the word know, originally I was going to point to our head, and then I thought, actually, we don't just know in our minds, we know in our hearts. So I've gone for hands on hearts. So when you hear the word know, hands on heart. And then I think this one only comes up once, but when you hear the word lives, I thought we could make a house shape with our hands. So hopefully, even if you can't remember those, what you instinctively think to do will be kind of right. And if you don't want to join in with actions, that's no problem at all. You don't have to. So I'm reading from John's Gospel, John chapter 14. And this is Jesus speaking to his disciples. If you love me, you will do the things I command. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper. He will give you this helper to be with you forever. The helper is the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it does not see him or know him. But you know him. He lives with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you all alone like orphans. I will come back to you. In a little while, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you will live too. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father. You will know that you are in me and I am in you. He who knows my commands and obeys them is the one who loves me. And my Father will love him who loves me. I will love him and will show myself to him. So that's the end of our reading this morning. And hopefully, if you did join in with the actions, that's helped you to begin thinking about some of the themes. So if I were to say, and some of you might have no clue what the response would be, and that's no problem at all, but if I were to say, the Lord is here, how would you respond? Wonderful. The Lord is here. On the Sundays, we share communion together. We say these words to remind us that Jesus is with us by his Holy Spirit. The Lord is here. But what does this mean? We're going to think about this just for a few moments now this morning. So I wonder if you can think of a time when you needed or wanted to do something, but you couldn't do it on your own. And I'm just going to give you 30 seconds or so to perhaps talk to the person next to you, or if you don't want to talk to the person next to you, you can just reflect by yourself. Just think of a time when you needed or wanted to do something, but you couldn't do it on your own. 30 seconds. Great, if I can bring us back together. So it might, maybe what you thought of was maybe moving something really heavy. Did anyone think of that, moving something really heavy? No? Oh, I'm wondering what you did all think of. Maybe coming in or going out of a door when you're carrying lots of things. Have you ever had that experience? Yeah. I'll tell you, actually, the time I most often need help is when I go to the supermarket for one thing, so I don't get a basket because I'm only buying one thing. And then I decide I need 10 things, and suddenly I'm there with them in my arms, and I'm so grateful when someone comes to my rescue with a basket for me to put all my items in. Maybe you thought of something like that. Or maybe packing something away. If I'm trying to put something in a bag, sometimes it's helpful for someone to hold the bag open so I can pour things in or whatever I might be doing. Maybe you thought of something like that. Or perhaps testing something out. If I need to switch a switch here and I need someone else to tell me if a light comes on somewhere or whatever it might be. Maybe those were some of the things that you thought about, or maybe you thought about other examples. In those sorts of situations, telling someone to try harder doesn't make something less big or less heavy. It doesn't make the door open. Help is needed. If I need to move something really, really big and heavy, and you stand there telling me to try harder, I'm going to be no closer to moving it than I already am. I need help. Help is needed. In our Bible reading this morning, Jesus is preparing his disciples for the fact that he will soon be leaving them. It's the Last Supper, and soon Jesus is going to be put to death on a cross, and then he'll rise again. We celebrate that on Easter Day, that Jesus is alive, defeating death, and then 40 days later, he will ascend into heaven. So Jesus is preparing his disciples for the fact he's going to be leaving them. And these verses to me feel like the instructions you might leave for someone who's going to do something on your behalf. So the things I was thinking of when I was thinking about this, things like if someone's going to feed the cat or water your plants or put your bin out. And you might leave instructions that says, oh, by the way, the cat won't eat the food unless you put it in that place. Or the hose, it looks like it's not turned on, but it actually is. Or you'll know which bin to put out because the neighbours on the left, they always have theirs really out really early and they always have the right one out. You get the idea, the sort of instructions you might give to someone who's going to do something on your behalf. Now, those are very trivial examples, but that's the sort of feel that these verses have to me. Final instructions. So, what does Jesus say to his disciples? What are his final instructions? I'm going away. This is what I need you to do. He says, if you love me, you will do the things I command. Notice that it's will, not should. What then if the things that Jesus commands are too big or too heavy or too hard or too scary? What then? Help is needed. Help is needed. And the good news, which we heard about in our reading this morning, is that Jesus promises his disciples a helper, the Holy Spirit. So the helper is another name for the Holy Spirit. Sometimes you might hear the advocate or the comforter or the counselor. They're all names for the Holy Spirit. Although Jesus will soon leave his disciples and no longer be physically present with them on earth, the disciples will still see him. Remember, we were pointing out our eyes, or some of us were, and know him through the helper, the Holy Spirit, who will be with them forever. When we choose to follow Jesus, to say yes to Jesus, to love Jesus with all of our hearts, we will want to obey his commands. They go together, loving Jesus and obeying his commands. Loving Jesus and living Jesus' way go hand in hand. Because when we love Jesus, we receive the promised helper, the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit living in us, in our hearts, helps us to live Jesus' way. If we love Jesus, we will see and know the helper, the Holy Spirit. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, Jesus will live in us and we will live in him. We will see and know Jesus at work on earth from heaven. Now, if you've been here over the past few weeks, or perhaps at some point last year, when we've been looking at the book of Acts, you might have heard me say that Acts, it's sometimes called the Acts of the Apostles, but it's really the Acts of the risen Lord Jesus from heaven by the power of the Holy Spirit through his people, the church. And as we've been hearing in Acts, it's not always easy following Jesus, and it's not something we can do on our own. Help is needed. Sometimes Jesus' commands to love, to forgive, to share what we have, to trust Jesus, to speak up for what's right, the list goes on. Sometimes Jesus' commands can feel too big or too heavy or too hard or too scary. And we need Jesus' help by his Holy Spirit. And the good news is that when we love Jesus, we can be sure that he is always with us by his Holy Spirit, and we can ask for the Holy Spirit's help, whatever we're facing. The helper, the Holy Spirit, is a sign of Jesus' love for us and helps us to live Jesus' way, to obey his commands as a sign of our love for him. That's why in Galatians, some of you might have heard of these before, the Apostle Paul lists 9 fruits of the Spirit, fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. And they're fruits of the Spirit because they're the things that should grow in us when the Spirit lives in us. And the Spirit lives in us when we love and trust in the Lord Jesus. And any person can choose to love and trust the Lord Jesus. The Lord is here. I'm going to try that again. The Lord is here. Amen.